now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Gazing up at the sky this week, I saw the third supermoon of the year, and it was magnificent. But a great disappointment to me, which I discovered during the second supermoon, is you don't actually become super by standing in the light of the moon, nor can you actually say it's a super moon because it's the same moon. It's just a little bit closer and a little bit brighter. This was a huge crushing blow to me. Because, you know, I was really hoping for great things from that. But you can expect great things from the next hour of contemporary Celtic music. We have a debut for the show. It's a group called Coronsi. They're from the Basque region. And you will be hearing in this tune the Trikitiza, which is a diatonic accordion, and the Albonca, which is a double clarinet. This is Balardi.
Thank you.
Celtica from their first self-titled album that came out in 2000. Can you believe it? That's El Portobello Malecón. Now, I don't speak Spanish. I'm just assuming that it means the evil mushroom. What do I know? Now, here's Spirit of the West from their newest album, Star Trails, and The Wedding Speech.
I stole a kiss, I broke her heart. I caught the feel in the dark. I'll tell you kids, the truth is this. What starts with smiles will lead to lips. And once you touch, I do believe you grow together thick as thieves. You share a cell, a bed as well. When you lead a life of crime, when you lead a life of crime, drink and be married, Jesus and Mary, drink and be married, cheers. I won't bore you with the details, son.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
If you missed the consummate showman, Carlos Nunez, on his last stop in Vancouver a few months back, don't pass up his show at the Centennial Theatre on the North Shore on September 19th and Nanaimo's Port Theatre on Wednesday, September 24th. He is the undisputed master of Galicia's signature musical instrument, the gaita, or Galician bagpipes. September 26th at the St. James Hall, Mark Sullivan is at the forefront of the Canadian fiddle scene. Irish, Scottish, Gypsy, Western Swing, and Cajun. Mark Sullivan is making music that smoothly takes his listeners on a musical journey of fiddle styles. Sitting alongside Mark for the evening will be an all-star band of West Coast alumni. Andy Milhouse of Mad Pudding on guitar, Craig McGregor of Tiller's Folly on guitars, and Rob Becker on bass. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper. serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, calcopyrite.com, where you'll find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and Lady Who Lives Down the Lane, our adventures in laneway living here on the West Coast. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
You're tuned to Kilt in a Twist, the best in contemporary Celtic, to get you rockin' and reelin'.
And you want my body, all you got to do is come, hang a solo.
More jigs, more reels, more.
With your host, Patricia Fraser.
Kilt in a Twist. Get jiggy.
Thank you.
Sirius and Pibben. They're from Denmark. Before that, Ryan J. McNeil from Nova Scotia. And oh, Wheels, What Can the Matter Be? A great piper who's played with quite a few bands, but he's on his own there. Now, Gaelic Storm. He's not a rich man. He's not a poor man. He must be a beggar man.
I'm a little beggar man, I am a beggar man, I'm a little beggar, beggar man, I am a beggar man. Well, I'm a little beggar man, I am a beggar man, I'm a little beggar, beggar man, I am a beggar man. Well, I'm a little beggar man, I am a beggar man, I'm a little beggar, beggar man, I am a beggar man. Well, I'm a little beggar man, I am a beggar man, I'm a little beggar, beggar man, I am a beggar man. Well, I'm a little beggar man, I'm beginning a teen, a 15 score or more, and the little lily green, and I know him from the leafy, from the basin to the zoo, and I know him by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the things going on, the begging is the best, but when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest, he can beg for his dinner, he's nothing else to do, when I come around the corner with his old wicked do. Let it say, well, good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do with your rags and your bags and your old wickadoo? Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I will fetch by and by. Buy a pair of goggles and a collar, them blue, and an old fashioned lady I will make over two.
Johnny Doo. We'll be right back. hanya sepikakan jini yo hutalam jia haroriam jini yo hutalam jia richirichanam jini yo hutalam jia haroriam ona shame go log by car skip on the corner shame go log by car for you ona shame go log by car skip on the skip on the bat log lishin yana khot jini yo jier khanya sufikam jili yo talam jier kharoriya ma jili yo talam jier ichirichnam jili yo talam jier kharoriya ma rich ton shin hi sviye khide sen rich ton shin hi sviye khye glas rich ton shin hi sviye khide sen to hon shin ye gavesen rak jili yo talam jier khanya sufikam jili yo talam jier kharoriya ma
That's Man Ran and MSR. You are listening to Kilt in a Twist, and we are presenting an hour of fantastic contemporary Celtic music, including a story about what happened to the Bonnie House of Airlie. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Bonnie summer's day, the sun shone bright and clearly. That there fell out a great dispute between Argyle and Airlie. Argyle has mustered 1,000 of his men, and he march them in bright early. He's marched them up by the back of Dunkeld to plunder the bonny house of Airly. Lady Ogilvy, she cried from her window so high, and oh, she sighed sorely to see Argyle and all his men plunder the bonny house of Airly. Come down, Lady Ogilvy, he cried. Come down, kiss me fairly, or I swear by the hilt on my broadsword I'll never leave a standing stone in Airly. Oh, I wouldn't come down, you cruel Argyle, and I would not kiss you fairly. Oh, I wouldn't kiss you, false Argyle, if you wouldn't leave a standing stone in Airly. Come tell me where your diary's hid. Come down and tell me fairly. Oh, I wouldn't tell you where my diary is hid. You wouldn't leave a standing stone in Airly. A blow yon bowling green found the diary of Airly. 11 of my bairns, oh, I have borne, and a 12th never saw his daddy. And though I have gotten as many of them again, I make sure they went and fought for charity. If my good lord had been at home, he's away for charity, there wouldn't be a Campbell in all Argyle set foot on the bonny house of Airly. He's taken her by the milk-white hand, but he did not lead her fairly. And he's led her up to the top of the hill, where she saw the burning down of Airly. Smoke and the flames, they rose so high, and the walls they blackened fairly, and the ladies laid her down on the grass to die. When she saw the burning down of Airly, thank you.
guitarist Chris Drever and Rodney's Glory. He's kind of aristocracy in the Celtic world, as his father is Wolfstone singer Evan Drever. Before that, we heard Full Set and the Bonnie House of Airlie. Now, there's someone in the local Celtic community that we're thinking of right now. His name is John Mann. He is with Spirit of the West, and he's been a great singer, actor, writer, all-round great performer, and he announced in the national press this week that he is actually struggling with Alzheimer's. Great, great loss to our community, and we hope he and his family the very best wishes. Here's Acoustic Kitty.
Factory run around on batteries. Acoustic kitty working out the gremlin. You against the Kremlin for me. Spying for the nation from a park bench or a dustbin. You're bringing information. A secret conversation. They listened in on their cams. Well, spying for the nation, inspired innovation, this ungodly creation. We're bringing information. Who called the cab? It ran down the cab, leapt off the curb, landed completely. He called the cab.
Immortality in great music, isn't there? That's something to really hold on to. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we will be bringing you more great Celtic right up to the top of the hour. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a pause for reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Wedding Funeral by Ashley MacIsaac. But first, this thought to ponder from Peggy Noonan. The Irish are often nervous about having the appropriate face for the occasion. They have to be happy at weddings, which is a strain, so they get depressed. They have to be sad at funerals, which is easy, so they get happy.
Mm-hmm. 21 gun salute. Fireworks exploding. Angels are crying through a crystal Irish flute. Angels are crying. Champagne is spilling. Champagne is spilling. As if a million flowers had suddenly been killed. As if a million flowers. Dearly beloved, you gathered here today. For the love that got away, for the love that got away. Naked on a staircase that we could never build. As if a million flowers had suddenly been killed. As if a million flowers. As if a million flowers.
Thank you. sudden and the thermal does name me and the console when I think and you're on the road. Streams will run cold and clear by the small birds they'll be going, for it's them that you'll be knowing that the terror time is here.
Dogs and terror time, and it's time for us to say so long. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. I hope you are listening to our sister podcast, World Beat Canada Radio, which is hosted by our producer, Cal Cote. We are going out on Toujours en Mouvement, Always Moving, by Foo Fillet, and now we are moving on. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
On peut dire qu'elle est farouche, on peut dire qu'elle est sensible, et très souvent elle a la tendance de voir ce qui est invisible. Elle parle avec ses mains quand elle fait une explication. Elle parle beaucoup.
Communications.